I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, fellow humans born onto the nursery planet Earth. This is your host, TA, and this is the Why Are We Here on Earth podcast. A lot has happened, including the celebration of the fact that our many armed members of the armed services over the years have kept us free from any other dominance by any other nation. And that's great, but then we have to reflect on what do we do with that freedom. Now, some people do not understand the difference between license and freedom, and the difference is responsibility. So if you think that freedom gives you the opportunity to party until you drop, then you are not responsible. If, on the other hand, you think freedom gives you the opportunity to look around and say, okay, which way are we going? Why are we going in that direction? And what should we be doing about either continuing in that direction or finding another direction? Tuesday mornings, I have Bible study, and that today was the last for the summer season. We will meet again in the fall, all things being equal. Today, someone brought up, we were studying Lamentations, which is the final ending, you know, account by the prophet Jeremiah about what went on with the Jewish people and how he felt about it. And it was all from his perspective, as these books are. And it is important to note that this is the main issue that we face, and that is that our animal nature impels us to grow up and look at things from an individual point of view. That's the only point of view that we hold. We are all individuals. We grow up not only in our own heads, but our own environments, and how we respond to those environments are the things that we use to create ourselves, our aspects of response to the situations that we are in based on the people that we are and have allowed ourselves or forced ourselves to become. And all this is important, but the most important thing is that we are individual cells in the body of man. We are part of a community, not just one of our choosing, but one of our physical lives, and as well as hopefully our spiritual lives. Now, the spiritual part has not been fed at all, has not been sought, has not been a muscle, if you will, that we exercise. We've kind of allowed that to fall behind. And that's because we have been, for the most part, directionless and not understanding. Since we don't understand who we are or what we are, we've never looked to certify why we are here on Earth, which is the three basic questions. So all this is background. We've been through this before. This past week in the celebrations of our freedom have brought us, which, and we will celebrate that again, but it has brought to the attention, my attention, the fact that we celebrate our physical freedom without seeking to ratify our direction. This morning in Bible study, the alcoholism was brought up, and the first step is recognizing that you are powerless. And that is the aspect that was noted. And I said, you realize, of course, what you are powerless to do. And, receive God's blessing or whatever silly kind of religious thing that they noted. I said, no, it is that you are powerless to direct yourself in a worthwhile fashion. And they looked at me, well, of course. I said, no, not of course. That is what you are powerless to do. And yet we as humans focus on the power aspect rather than the direction aspect. And he looked at me like I was funny because they're just as human as I am and expect me to be just as human as they are. And of course, power is the important thing. And I said, no, it is not. Power and authority are not the important things, especially for people meeting in a church who are supposed to think that God is the authority and we should be seeking his direction and not our own power. And they didn't like that. And I understood that they don't like that because, after all, we are ignoring that and wallowing in our own feelings of power. So we need to get off that. The leadership in Iran is currently trying to dissemble and diffuse and put off the physical power that is at their gates and can master them. And they're trying to put off that power, the authority that is represented by the power that is outside their gates, and in a way that will allow them to continue to lead their people, to basically own their people, in the way that they think is important, which is kill the Jews and anybody else who disagrees with us. When the power at their gate is saying, no, you can't do that. You cannot have the power to kill more people. You have killed enough of your own that disagreed with you, and the others are quieted now because they don't want to be killed. All that makes them is quiet. That does not make you right. And yet they're refusing to accept that. Their beliefs are stronger than their adherence to reality. And that is why religious things, or things that are done through the aspect of religion, are so dangerous to the rest of the world. You really cannot see that you are screwing up big time because you think you are doing it for an aspect of your belief, which is strengthened by your religion. I'm sure these people think that what they're doing is good for them because it gives them individual power over others. The women in their bailiwick, in their power structure, those males who are not willing to die for their beliefs, within their power structure, And yet they have to deal with the rest of the world. Now, they are hoping that the President of the United States is not willing to commit troops to the ground to basically kill them off. And that is the only solution to this, because they are not willing to see the error of their ways. They are only willing to see that others have more power and are in their way. They are not responsible. They won't say, no, wait a minute, maybe what we're doing is not the right thing. That will never enter their minds, whether it is right or wrong, because they are certifying the animal aspect of their humanity and not the spiritual aspect. Their spiritual aspect is enslaved to their animal aspect, where might makes right. So if you have the might, you are right. And if you control a lot of people because they are not willing to die for your beliefs or for their beliefs, that does not give you power. It just gives you the ability to kill. Now, the ability to kill may be a power as far as you are concerned, and that is the animal aspect of humanity. So while these people are being animals and upholding the animal aspect, they will not listen to reason. They cannot be reasoned with. They must be removed. This is the animal method for dealing with power and authority. And unless President Trump realizes this, I don't know who he's going to get to remove them, but they must be removed. And I think the only way they can be removed is by their physical death. I don't think there's a spot that they can be given where they can wield their power amongst each other. And an area of Iran that they could take over, I think that would probably be best. And then every year allow people to move out and no one to move in, to make that area smaller. Or if you wanted to allow them to move in, that would be fine, if the hate and stupidity and animalness would be controlled in that one particular area. So that is something to consider, a protectorate, if you will, where people could be animals to one another, with one another, and give up their hold on humanity. I don't think that would be a bad solution. The rest of us then could say, okay, they chose to be animals. And the reason that I'm putting this forth as a thought, and that's all it is at this point, is a thought experiment, is because we are at the threshold of failure once again, and we have been brought here by our own lack of direction, but that lack of direction was because of what we did. Here in America, our civilization was started with a separation document that was almost 250 years ago. Now, what that separation document did was say that we feel that we need to be our own masters, and so we are separating ourselves from you and from your control. And of course, they fought us over that. They wanted to keep control. But there was a purpose behind the separation. Now, the purpose that we put out there for others to agree with, not the real purpose, but the political purpose, if you will. And I hate to say political because it wasn't political at that point. It was factual. And that is things like taxation without representation. Now, we see that as a real thing. Yes, if you're going to be taxed, you should represent what those should be done with those taxes and why you are accepting of being taxed. We see that as a reasonable thing. So that is one of the issues that was put forth. That is not the reason that our civilization was created. People don't really ask because they say, okay, that's rational and reasonable. So we accept that. But what they don't understand is what the real reason was. The real reason was because our founding fathers, many from a Masonic builder tradition, were Christians. And they weren't religious Christians. They were, what's the term? I guess the best term that we can use were philosophic Christians. The philosophy of Christ, if you will, of Christianity, is that God knows what is best for us and the direction that we should take, and we should follow his instructions and directions. So while the Jews saw and kowtowed to God's power, which was the animal end of the human method, they did not respond to God's authority as they should have. They just kept trying to put him off, which is exactly what the Iranians are trying to do with the American forces outside their gate. They, too, are responding in an animal fashion. Instead of saying, okay, guys, maybe what we're doing is not the right thing, which the Jews of that time did not do, and the Iranians of our time are not doing, they would probably be very unhappy if they knew they were doing exactly as the Jews had done 2,700 years ago. They're just a little later to the game. They would not like to hear that, I'm sure. Unfortunately, it is true. But our founders understood and knew the difference and chose to model the United States of America, or what would become the United States of America, which was just 13 colonies at the time, that they should follow the instructions and the directions God gave. Now, how do you go about doing this? They chose as their model for the United States what had happened in the Old Testament. They certified to God, we are the children that have been brought out of the furnace of Europe to the new land. We crossed the Atlantic Ocean as the Israelites crossed the Jordan River. We came into the land of milk and honey, where in Europe, one man planted an acre and tended that acre and got a bushel in return for him and his family to live off of and to be taxed. We come to this land of milk and honey, where one man can plant and tend an acre and get six bushels from that one acre by the grace of God. So we put ourselves in your hands, O Lord. We follow the model that you approved of from Moses, the chief executive, supported by the elders from the various tribes. We send our elders from the various colonies, where he was supported, on the other hand, by justices meant to use the justice that you gave, that no Israelite should be held over another Israelite, And when anyone who is not an Israelite is dealing with an Israelite, they should be accorded the same respect that an Israelite has as far as judgment goes. So judge the rightness of something and not the individual who is bringing the suit. So that is the second hand of support. So with that, we create a judiciary to support the chief executive. Both of these areas are under the aegis of the chief executive. They are to support him with information and assistance. They are not to try and make judgments for or against the chief executive. And that is the way that it was created. And the reason that they did this and they said it openly is because they were hoping that God, who had responded to his original children by giving them the information that they needed and the directions and instructions, would give that same information to them, to their children, the children in America, the children of God through Christ, founded in America, to be not only his children, but his direction seekers and the children that he would bless with his wisdom. And it worked. It worked because the people were free to look at anything and everything that God had given them. Most chose to be enchained, enslaved, if you will, to religious authorities from Europe. Not all. Some chose to create religions on their own. Some chose to look at the Word of God with fresh eyes, not enslaved to the religions based in Europe or the religions based in the United States. All religions are man-made for men, period. God has no need of a religion and has never in any instance said that we should have a religion. If you look throughout the Word of God, Old Testament or New, God never approved of a religion. Religion is man's way of handling power and authority and unfortunately taking it into himself and dealing power and authority over his brothers and sisters. That is not what God wanted. That is not what God directed. It is what man has done instead of following God's instructions and directions. But because we here in the United States were free to seek our own counsel, and we had the Bible as our founding document, and if there's any of you, and I'm sure there are many senators who think that they know what's best, but if there's any of you that think that the Bible is not our founding document and that our founding fathers did not explicitly choose the model from the Bible that was presented to them, and if you can look around at what we still have and realize that we have taken a skyscraper, a foundation built for a skyscraper, and have put a hut on it, then you are not following what has been done. The hut that we have created, some would say slum, does not measure up to the foundation that we were given. And that is something that in our 250th, the celebration of our 250th year of separation, need to look at. And I've been trying my best to get through to people in authority, people with resources, that they can use to present this to the American people. And I have been completely ineffectual and I don't really know what I have to do. But the fact of the matter is that we need to get out to these people. We were created for this purpose. They prayed to God to give them not only the instruction and direction in the Bible, but the wisdom. Whatever it was that Jesus was able to discover in the tabernacle that led him to live his life in such a way that he could prove that what God had given to the people, if people used, would be the salvation for humanity. If God could show that to us as a people, they would be upheld for doing their job and giving us the opportunity by declaring us children of God through Christ here in the United States. God responded, I cannot be alone. There must be others out there. I'm sure, as a matter of fact, I'm sure there are others. They may still feel the onus of the religion that presented Christianity to us rather than the spiritual strength that the philosophy of Christ gives us, which is that God knows what's best to us. We need to follow his instructions and directions. And that is what we need to present to humanity. Now that we have the soapbox, it has been created, we need to give the message. And the message that I discovered that was in the Bible, and all along, all these thousands of years, and then was pointed to by Jesus, and yet we still didn't get the message because we were unable to respond to the spiritual aspect of our humanity. And we are still not capable. We are capable of it, obviously, because I have. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. They just have to put aside their animal nature as far as operating within the humanity, the sphere of humanity that we are a part of, and realize that we are children of God, not just children of the animal bodies that we have. Those animal bodies impel us and propel us, but we can put that aside and overcome our animal aspects and respond to our spiritual aspects. Now, when I say that, most people think of religion, and that's a shame that they own that aspect of our consciousness because they have done so little with it, and they have enchained that spiritual aspect to the structures of our animal aspect, which is power and authority, rather than righteousness and responsibility. But then again, I wouldn't be here talking to you this way if other people had responded to that. So we have to figure a way. I have to figure a way, and please help me. Send me your suggestions, your thoughts, your prayers. I have to find a way to get out to the community at large and make them realize that our founders were successful. I found it. Others can find it the same way. I'd be happy to show you the path I trod, the things that I had to put to the side for my personal individual, and that you will need to also. But we need to look at what we are, how we got that way, and where we need to go following the instructions and directions God gave us, rather than our own natural inclinations to be animals over one another. I know this is something that many people will respond to once they get out of the enchained to our animal authority that religion represents. The threat to our existence, the threat that has happened 5 times in the past, the threat that Daniel spoke of, and the thing that we should see, we should be able to see here in 2026, America, the rest of the world, is that 250 years ago, the civilization that was created on the with the instruction and direction God gave was our feet of clay molded by the instruction and direction God gave. And we built up our civilization, the civilization that Daniel spoke of in his dream, or in trying to explain his dream, and put on the statue, the icon, what we worship today, precious metals and precious stones built on this, these feet of clay, and that our founders knew that they were doing and that we would follow afterwards. So they put in the areas of support that God had given Moses for us to go back and not to deny our feet of clay, but to put the structural supports in around those feet of clay to uphold the metals and fine stones that we have built our civilization on over just the last 250 years. Now, we have enough history to be able to see what we have become in that short period of time. But we need to display that to one another and the rationale that our founders gave us and what we need to do now. And we need to get going pretty quick here because we are at the failure point. The rivers have risen and are continuing to rise. The clay feet that we have are being softened. That is our response to the people who act out with guns or with cars to drive into other people or whatever aspect of people acting out against the human community because they feel that we are going in the wrong direction. And they're correct, we are. But their idea of a direction is to enchain ourselves to our animal aspects once again. And God has told us this is our last opportunity. I think it is because He actually gave us the Bible. He told it to be written down. Now, the people that He told to write it down did not share everything with us. They kept some things aside for their own power over their own people, the animal aspect of power over others. And they displayed that on their own. And God, in finding up in Jeremiah, took them and said, because you allowed these people to have power and authority over you and to be the ones that would respond from you to me, I'm going to take you all into slavery because you did not do anything with the talent that I gave you and the opportunity in the land of milk and honey. You will be enslaved once again. You will be able to return from that, but if you have not learned your lesson, you will have to live with yourself and your own direction instead of following my instructions and directions. And you know what? They lived up to that. They were taken out for a minimum of 70 years. They may have filtered back when the power that kept them was broken, but they still did not follow God's instructions and directions. They still allowed the people who had asserted themselves over them and became the power between them and God. And they said, well, don't worry. We'll be your face to God so that you don't have to worry that you're setting your foot wrong with this giant who can crush you. We will take that. And they did. They took the authority of God to the people. They took the power of God to the people. And then they used it for their own power and authority over the people. And God let them know, I'm not just taking the Levite priests into slavery. All of you are going because you are all guilty of not following my instructions and directions. The fact that you allowed these people to have power over you does not absolve you from not following the instructions and directions. And that's where our founders realized that just because religion and kingdoms had power and authority over them, they were not responding to God's instructions and directions. And each and every human was subject to the instructions and directions God gave. And God would not accept any of, well, wait a minute, he told me to do this. No, that cuts no slack with God. You are responsible to God. Now, originally, he made every head of household, which in those days were men, available. They were the ones responsible to God for their families. These days, we have many women that are heads of households. They are responsible to God. But every individual human is responsible to God to follow his instructions and directions. His authority is supreme. And even if a religion tells you, oh, don't worry, we will mediate between you and God, they cannot. They are full of baloney. You should not listen to them. No one is between you and God. You need to follow the instructions and directions God gave. Every person who hears this is subject to God's instructions and directions and following those instructions and directions. To say, well, oh, I don't believe in God, that doesn't make any difference. You are still subject to God and his instructions and directions, whether you believe in it or not. Belief is a fantasy term. You can believe, you can fly all day long. But unless you get on a plane or something like that, you ain't getting there. You jump off a cliff and flap your arms, you'll find out how strong your belief is as you near the bottom of that cliff. Belief is a fantasy term. It has no reflection on reality. Reality, on the other hand, the reality is God has given us instructions and directions. If we wish to live and prosper, we will follow those instructions and directions. Why am I going on so much about this? Recently, a young person came to me and said, but I can do this. I can do that. I've shown you that I can do it. I said, yeah, but that's not what's important. Why you thought your ability was in question is not important to me. It's not can you do it. Are you doing it? Are you following the instructions and directions? Are you being responsible to God and to other humans around you and building your life in a way that will allow others to do the same and have the community of man reaching towards the stars and the opportunity we have been given? If you are not, you not only are you failing, you're taking others with you into the abyss. Now, the earth opened up at the mountain to take the worshipers of the golden calf into it, out of sight, out of mind. Scared the crap out of everybody else. So they got with the program. But out of sight, out of mind. It didn't take long for the little, well, maybe we could do this. Well, what if we do that? Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Some of God, Jesus's final words to God. That's where we need to be. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. So where humans saw power, and that was evident this morning in my Bible study, where they said, I am powerless to do this or that. And a couple of members, yeah, powerless, yeah. And I said, why are you focusing on power and powerlessness? Well, the pastor, because that brings you to God. No, it doesn't bring you to God and bring you to accepting Jesus or any of that kind of stuff. I couldn't say crap. And said, you are powerless to find your direction and to responsibly direct your activities in a way that will lead to the salvation for humanity. Oh, okay, yeah, that's what it means. No, that's not, that is what it means. That's not what you said. You focused on the power, which is very animal human, instead of on powerless to direct my activities in a way that will be upheld. So you focused on the power aspect, God focused on the direction aspect. You should get off of focusing on the power or the lack of power and on the direction or lack of direction. That is where we are now. We have increased our physical power through the use of machines, through science, through intelligence. AI is becoming an issue not because of what it is, but because of how we use it. And that's important to note. The failure is in us. Now, it will turn out that AI will not answer all our problems, at least until we teach it how to respond to reality, which we have yet to learn. So we need to learn it first and then teach it to AI. But in the meantime, AI can be a tremendous boon to us in recreating human aspects, but it will be completely limited because we are completely subjective. Once we learn to harness the objective decision-making that God has tried to give us in our instructions and directions and exemplify for us in Jesus acting objectively, and the monks deciphering what Jesus had done came up with science. Oh yeah, most people don't realize that's where it came from. It was repudiated by the human power structure of religion, but it has kept on and has enabled us to go to the point that we are now over our own human bodies and the aspects of the planet that we live on, physical aspects. Now we need to use it to direct our actions as God instructed. Use reality. Use objective decision making. And we need to get this message out to others. So if you have suggestions for me, please send them to HeyTA, HeyTA, at whyarewehereonearth.com and give me your suggestions about how I can reach out to the mainstream and get others to recognize what we are doing and why we are doing it and how we are going down the wrong path once again and what the right path is, the path that our founders chose for us. And with that, I'm going to sign off for today. This is TA wishing you well. Talk to you next week.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.